Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform specifically cultivated for Black women who are looking to get to where the healing, joy, and abundance resides in life. So let's go ahead and just jump right into today's podcast episode, since technically tomorrow, at least when you hear this podcast, it'll be Monday, is officially the week of 4th of July, I guess. It'll be technically the 3rd, but I think some people have the day off. So that it's like a Monday, Tuesday kind of holiday situation going on. And I have just been thinking about freedom a lot, freedom for Black women. And so I want to talk to you about that today because, you know, as a woman, I guess, of a certain age who didn't really have a full understanding of what freedom means for me, my independence, my freedom, my liberation, etc. Like, I never really thought about that as something that I needed or actually could have. And so, you know, I wanted to talk about that today. I really wanted to take a quick look at how we define freedom for Black women. And this topic came about because, again, 4th of July holiday, I just really can't get jiggy with this holiday, to be honest with you. So that's what I want to talk about today. Now, before I get into today's episode, really quickly, I'd like to share something that I've done for self-care in the previous, you know, days or weeks. And one thing that really stands out to me right now, speaking of liberation, freedom, independence, etc., is the fact that I recently started paying to have a co-working membership, okay? So as you may or may not know, typically I work from home, and this is not an ad, by the way, this is like real talk. I typically work from home, but the problem that I was having sometimes is that, you know, it's hard to make that separation between the place where you work and the place where you, you know, eat your meals, spend time with your family, sleep, you know, relax, things of that nature, right? And so for me, I found myself like I would like not always be in the house necessarily. Like sometimes I would record the podcast at my local park. And so I've recorded episodes from the park before. Sometimes I would just sit in my car. I might be in a Target parking lot and the spirit will hit me or move me in such a way where I'm like, I want to talk about this. You know what I mean? I have a, I guess, quote unquote, little office space in my bedroom because my bedroom is actually pretty large, to where I can have one side actually be like a little working office, if you will. I am blessed and privileged to have that space. But I hadn't really been using that space because I truly believe, as much as possible anyway, that I don't want to have an office necessarily in my bedroom, in the place where I sleep, because when I think about rest and ease and just, you know, those kind of things, I don't want to think about work necessarily. I don't want to think about work when I'm trying to rest. I don't want to think about, oh, I need to record this. Oh, let me write this down. Oh, let me grab a post-it. Oh, I'm working on this workbook. Let me just get in bed and I'll just keep working on my laptop. You know what I mean? Like, I really want to have, as much as possible, some type of separation. I've not had that in a very long time. I wasn't necessarily working in my bedroom, but I would come down into my kitchen, which is downstairs. I would come downstairs here in my kitchen and, you know, work, trying to have that separation. I would come down here and work, but this is still in my home. This is still a kitchen. And I know that a lot of us, right, if you're able to work from home, if your job's cool with that, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're doing your own thing, if you're doing a blend of the two, I know that a lot of us, we do work in the home. When I'm speaking of working, I'm talking about like the 9-to-5 kind of stuff, okay? I know that a lot of us, we do work in the home. We do work from home. We have businesses, home-based businesses. Again, some of our employers are allowing us to have that flexibility to where you can work from home maybe a few days a week or all the days of the week, etc. So if that is you, you might also be like, ugh, I need separation, because it's so easy to slip into, oh, let me just open up my laptop real quick. Oh, I have like 14 emails I need to respond to, or I want to get a jump start on my week. So Sunday night, let me just go ahead and open up the laptop real quick. And I don't want to live that life, sis. Like that's not the type of life I want to live the older I get, okay? I don't want to constantly be thinking about work. I don't want to constantly be in like hustle mode. I don't want to constantly have that hanging over my head like, oh, well, you know, you didn't finish up some things. Just go ahead and open your laptop in the bed, or just walk over to your desk and just write that email real quick. Or I don't want that. That's just not for me. That's just not for me. That's not the lifestyle that I want. I'm not saying that I would never do that, but you know, more often than not, it's kind of like a slippery slope. You know what I mean? To have that balance, if you will, between the two, home life and work life. I don't believe that anything could ever be perfectly balanced, because depending on what's going on in your life, what responsibilities you have, it could be your income, your children, your spouse, like your job, like there's different things going on. So I believe in unbalanced balance. I don't even think that's a thing, but that's just how I feel. I don't feel like it is possible to be completely balanced. I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible. I had to say that twice for emphasis. So here it is a third time. I don't believe that it's possible. Something has to take, like there's something is not, it doesn't have to, but something more often than not is going to take a priority, depending again on where you are in life, in this season. Where are you, right? I just don't believe it's possible. But in any case, like that whole unbalanced balance thing, if you will, like I was just like, I'm just not about that life anymore. I definitely was. I could tell you some stories how I would just give myself the bubble guts, how I would just be so stressed out and trying to do all the things, especially when I was working in a 9-to-5 environment, which I did for over 20 years, okay? I always had like this entrepreneur type spirit that didn't really pan out the way I wanted to for many years. And honestly, real talk, I'm surprised that I am even still here. I'm just thinking back on some of the things that I have done in the pursuit of I am trying not to laugh, because I'm just kind of like playing these memories back in my mind of all these different things that your girl tried to do in the spirit of, you know, of being an entrepreneur. Like, I've had it in my spirit for a very long time, but I guess I am proof that just because it's in your spirit doesn't always mean that the time is now, because for many years, the time was not now. But actually, I take that back, because there are so many things that I have learned about myself and about just doing different things along the way. Again, I'm talking years and years and years. Like, for anyone that's listening to the podcast, if you think that just one day brown girl self-care just, like, came into existence, like how God was like, let there be light, and there was light, no. No. Have to say that again. Absolutely not. That's just not what it was, okay? It just was not what it was. It has taken me a long time to get to this place. Real talk. So in any case, maybe that's the reason why. When I think about just doing extra work and doing it from the house, I'm like, no. So back to the point of what I was saying, I'm going to take a sip of water real quick. Back to what I was saying, like, I decided that I'm going to start working in a co-working space. And this is a big deal for me, okay? This is a big deal for me because, real talk, the money is my financial situation is definitely improving. Hashtag thank you, Jesus. It is. And money is starting to flow now in a really nice way. However, this money that I pay to the co-working space, don't get it twisted. Okay, if anyone's out there listening and they're just like, damn, I wish I had the extra, listen, trust me, I feel you and I get you, okay? This is extra money that, how can I explain it? With the way my bills are, could I use that extra money to pay off some debt? Absolutely, okay? Where I am in my life right now, will spending this extra money every month in some way detract from how much your girl's going to be eating? Is it going to take away from the lights being on? Is it going to mean that, you know, I'm having to make hard decisions? No, I'm not in that place in my life right now. I'm just not. And so what better way to honor this progression, this, I guess, evolution, or how I'm evolving and leveling up with this co-working space? And just in the, what I've had it now for like maybe 2 weeks, I think just in the 2 weeks I've been doing this, the mindset shift, the mindset level up has, like, it's, there's just something about, so the co-working space I have, I don't know if you're familiar with the co-working space, by the way, I'm sorry, let me back it up just a little bit. So a co-working space is where you go, and just imagine it's like a big office, like a corporate environment type office. You can have like an open space where there's different desks that you can work at. There's a kitchen, there's bathrooms, it's like an office. But imagine this office is for a whole bunch of different companies. And by different companies, I mean different people that are coming in to use the space, okay? And the level that I have means that I am able to have my own desk in a small office. It's kind of hard to explain, but I think you get the gist of it. So it's not that I have just a regular, like, I just go in, I have a membership, and I can just go to any desk and work. I mean, I can technically if I wanted to, but the level that I have means I have my very own desk. It's called a dedicated desk or whatever. And I can go in there anytime and work Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, it doesn't matter. So I literally have this concept in my mind that I have now leveled up because I am paying for something like this. I am paying for a service like this. And so, that for me equals self-care for a variety of reasons, because again, not only am I now not having to work in my home, I can continue to make that separate as much as I desire. But I also, again, had that kind of like level up mindset shift, with paying for this space and feeling more empowered and feeling more like stepping into the role more of a boss. I hope that makes sense. I really, really do. You know, we're all so different. Leveling up for you might feel different, might look different, and only you can really be the judge of what that looks like or feels like for you. For me, like right now, just being able to get that desk for me is like, it's like a flex in a sense, if that makes any sense. So, I'm really excited about that. And I have gotten so much more work done. It's it's funny how the mind works. Like, when I'm here in the house, it's like, I don't know. It being able to go into that office, it sparks something in me. And it's kind of hard to explain, but that thing that it sparks in me helps me to stay a little more focused. It helps me to just do the work that I know I want to do. So that's what I'm doing for now for self-care. Your girl has leveled up a little bit, okay? All right, so let us talk about briefly. I want to talk about this 4th of July holiday, and I'm not going to front. One thing I can say is that I'm not necessarily a big holiday celebrator. That's just not me. And I mean, I can go on and on and tell you about why that is, or why I think that is, and give you like receipts of what I do over the years and stuff. But I'm just not, especially like holidays like the 4th of July. I'm not, if someone called me and was like, girl, you want to come up for the 4th? I'm on barbecue and I got a pool and da da da. Yes, I would definitely go. Absolutely. Of course I would go, because it's kind of like a party and I'm just hanging out if I feel like hanging out, because, you know, sometimes introverts don't want to be bothered. but it's like, that's different than me specifically for celebrating this holiday where, what were we under the colonies or under the, British rule, if I'm not mistaken, and then they went to war, they wanted independence for various reasons. Listen, I never claimed to be a history buff queen. Okay. but you know, these people, these colonists were just like mad, big mad, because their rights were like stepped on. Their rights were like being stripped away, or I guess, or so they thought, or whatever. Again, I'm not a history buff. Don't email me talking about, I don't know what I'm talking about, because clearly I'm trying to just piece it together off the fly. Okay. But yeah, it's just like, to me, this holiday. Now, when I was a kid, I didn't care. I was a kid. I'm talking about me as an adult, okay, and holidays and things like that. I could not care less about the 4th of July. Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging, while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest, because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE. I could not care less about the 4th of July. And I'm not saying that in a way that is like I'm bitter or anything like that. I just, there are certain holidays that they just don't resonate with me. There are certain holidays for various reasons that just don't resonate with me. The 4th of July is one of them. It's great to see fireworks and all that. That's, you know, that's very pretty and all that. But as far as like the holiday, like it does not, there's a disconnect for me. There's a disconnect for me. You'll probably never see me post something on Instagram about, you know, I'm so thankful for the 4th of July, da, da, da. Like, I don't know. It's just, I'm not connected to the holiday. And a big part of it is because you think about these people in the, what, 1700s, if I'm not mistaken. Clearly, slavery was still going, slavery was still happening. But what was this, like the 1700s or something like that? And I'm just thinking, you have enslaved people doing your labor, building this country, et cetera, et cetera. But you want your freedom because your rights are being tread upon. It's like the, like, make that make sense. Make that make sense. I can't. There's no way that I could ever be like, yeah, the 4th of July, when we know what was happening during that time. And we know that those things that are happening, or excuse me, that happened, still have these harmful effects even to this day. And what are we in? The 2000s? Okay, so what are we like? That's like 200, 300, 400 years later. Like these, in other words, our people still aren't even free for a variety of reasons. Our people are still not free. And so I can't get with it. In the 1700s, our people were still being, there was still slavery. In the 1700s, our people were still being denied rights. In the 1700s, there was still racism. In the 1700s, we weren't even worth a full, what was it? We were like a third of a person, if I'm not mistaken. And I think that was for men. I don't even know if women had any type of value as far as their humanity or anything. You know what I'm trying to say? I think the men were like a third, count as a third of a person or a third of a citizen or something like that. So all these things are going on in the 1700s. And so that irony is not something that I can really forget. There's just like this whole thing between this cluster of people wanting freedom, wanting independence, wanting equality, and going about it and going to war for these things to get their, well, get their independence, get their freedom. But in reality, it's like, what about my people? What about my people? So, yeah, that's a big reason why I don't celebrate some of these holidays. I don't know. And will I ever down the line? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I don't see the value in it. I really don't see the value of celebrating this holiday that was all about freedom and all about independence and things of that nature, and the rights of these colonized people, when slavery was still just in full effect, and we couldn't have those freedoms, we couldn't have that independence, we couldn't have those rights, and those people were surely like supporters or supporting slavery, right? But wanted their own independence. And I don't know. I just can't. I really just can't. So I wanted to talk to you on this episode. And by the way, I guess I should say, if you celebrate the 4th of July, girl, do you. This is not, I'm just sharing my thoughts and how I feel, right? That's what I can do. And maybe open up the conversation about these things. But if you celebrate the 4th of July, I'm not pulling your black card. I'm not saying you're this, you're that. Like, I honestly, I don't care. That's the beauty of us just kind of like being in community with each other. It's like you are free to be you. As long as you're not like harming others, like you're free to be yourself. You're free to do your thing. Just like I'm free to do my thing and free to be myself. And that to me is a big part of freedom. Like just being able to be your authentic self, right? That's a huge part of being free, of being liberated. Just being able to be your authentic self, which is something that for a lot of us, we have never been able to do. We've never had our own autonomy. We've never really been allowed to have our own thoughts. We've never really been allowed to figure out like what freedom is. What does it mean to feel liberated? What beliefs do I hold about that? What fears do I have? Like, what is oppression to me? What am I feeling the effects of like oppression and racism right now? Like, what do I need? Like, what is freedom to me? What is freedom to me? To me personally, the biggest thing for me right now as far as freedom is concerned, like the biggest thing that I'm focusing on is just being my authentic self, including learning to set boundaries and learning to take ownership of my autonomy. That is freedom for me. That is how I am like defining or redefining freedom for me right now. And I've talked about these things on the podcast several times, because that's a big thing for me. When I was growing up, I wasn't really able, there was like a lot of limits put on me for various reasons, okay? So now as an adult, finally, after X amount of years, realizing like, wait a minute, you know what I mean? I get to define like who I am. I get to define like how I want to live my life. I could get to define, excuse me, what freedom looks like for me, what independence looks like for me, what liberation looks and feels like for me. And I want that for you too. I want you to take some time and just define or redefine, because it's okay to think it's one thing today and then 6 months later you go through some things, you have some thoughts, you challenge some things, and you're like, I need to rethink what freedom is for me right now. I need to redefine like what freedom looks like in my life right now. What does freedom look like in action? What does freedom look like in my thoughts? What does freedom look like in my decisions? You know what I mean? It's okay to kind of have this changing landscape, if you will. Okay. I don't think anything is ever meant to be like 100% of something like all the time. It's not this black and white thing like I used to think it was. I thought life was very black and white. And I'm sure that some of the people that I knew back then probably hated me like, oh my God. This girl is like so rigid, black and white, has to be this way, needs to look like this, like, girl, it was a mess. But, you know, you live and you grow, you know what I mean? You live, you learn, you grow, you pivot, you shift, and you do it all over again. I think that's one of the meanings of life, which is something else I've been pondering too, like, we're not going to even go there. Maybe that'll be another podcast episode, but, and I don't have any answers for that either, by the way. I'm serious. Like, I don't even have answers for that either, but, yeah. So getting back to it, because I want to wrap up this episode again, and I realize it's the holiday and I didn't want this to go on and on and on, but I really just wanted to invite you. That's a really good word. Invite you to think about your freedom, your personal freedom, your identity, your liberation, your authenticity, your expression of liberation, freedom. Like, what is that for you? Okay. How do you define freedom? What does freedom mean to you personally? How does freedom like intersect with being a black woman? like your situation right now, how does freedom intersect with you being a Black woman and the experiences that you've had and or having right now? So that's something that I really want you to think of. Just figuring out how to redefine what freedom is for you. And speaking of mindset, when it comes to like redefining freedom, also think about like, what are some of the ways, because I'm going to preface this by saying I do this as well, but what are some of the, I guess, ways in your life that you are personally limiting yourself? You are limiting your sense of freedom. I can tell you that for me, I was limiting myself because I thought that I had to make all these moves for the elders in my life. The elders that I had in my life as a child, as a young adult, I thought I had to be a certain version of Bree that, I guess, honored them and caused me to show up with them the way that I was expected to. Does that make sense? And I carried that with me pretty much forever. Real talk, pretty much forever. And so, like I said, it's just like one day I just realized like, I get to choose the kind of person I want to be. I get to choose what kind of life I want to live. Like, I get to choose. And I don't have to do these things for the, I guess, I don't want to say amusement, but for the entitlement of others. Does that make sense? Just because they may, you know, be older or hold a certain position in my life, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I real talk came to that realization. Like, I am free to be me. I am free to make my own choices. And so things are starting to kind of like shift and evolve when I really firmly like made that decision and stood in that truth. So when it comes to you redefining your personal freedom, okay, what are some of the things? It could be your thoughts, your actions, your mindset, etc., that if you are like being really, really honest with yourself, they are limiting this idea of freedom. They are limiting this idea of liberation for you. And then once you identify one of those things or a couple of those things, like ask yourself, like, how can I push back against those things? Like, how can I challenge that thought? How can I challenge that idea that I'm holding on to, or redefine what this can look like for me? Or redefine what these experiences can be like for me going forward. It is going to probably involve you stepping out of your comfort zone a lot of times to break free of whatever expectations other people have of you, of how you should live your life, how you should pay your bills, how you should take care of your kids, how you should do that job, what kind of job you should work, you know, like all these things, right? All these things, it's going to require us getting out of our comfort zone just a smidge, or sometimes a whole hell of a bunch, to break free of these expectations that are thrust upon women, that are thrust upon Black women. Okay. That impede our life and take away and negate that sense of freedom that is your right. And when you begin to do this thing, if you're wondering, like, is this going to help me to further carve out my authentic self? Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. 100%. So I would love it if you could take some time to think about your personal freedom and redefine what that means for you. And maybe you journal about it this week. Maybe you get out your phone and open up your voice app and you make a little note and talk, you know, into your phone and leave a little note and just kind of like do like a brain dump of what it means to you. Maybe it's something you write down on a post-it. But I really just want you to take some time to redefine what freedom means for you. Okay? All right. All right. So that is it for the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Look at God letting me do this podcast in only about 30 minutes. So yeah, that's it for the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Thank you so very much for listening. I'm so glad that you are rolling with me. I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. But in the meantime, have a blessed week. Take care, and we will definitely talk soon.